I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Orthodox Christians around the world are celebrating Christmas today. In a moment, we'll learn why Egyptian believers are approaching the holiday with mixed feelings. At the same time, Orthodox Christmas provides gospel opportunities for the church in Russia. Stick around because there's a place for you in every story. And today, amid tight security, Egypt's Orthodox Christians are celebrating Christmas. It comes just a week after a bombing near the Giza pyramids badly rattled nerves. What's more, no one claimed the attack on the outskirts of Cairo. It struck at the heart of a recovering tourism industry, says Mary Joseph of Sat7 Egypt.
This terrorist attack that claimed the lives of three Vietnamese tourists and one Egyptian tour guide aims to affect Egypt's reputation locally and internationally.
Sat7 is a Christian satellite television ministry broadcasting to the Middle East and North Africa. Joseph says there was a secondary purpose behind the attack.
It also aims to affect the celebrations of Christmas and New Year for Egyptians.
In response to the recent wave of violence targeting Christians, Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi launched a new security committee to tackle these issues. And it starts work today. Plus, to show his support for the embattled Christian minority, el-Sisi also joined a Christmas mass in a newly dedicated church. The message the new committee sends to extremists is also a step in the right direction, say church leaders. In the midst of fear, Sat7 has been broadcasting a message of biblical hope throughout the season to encourage their viewers. In light of the recent events of the past few weeks, Mary Joseph simply says,
"We ask for prayers for the safety of all Egyptians."
From Egypt, we turn to Mexico. Joshua Harrison with Audio Scripture Ministry says the church there is thriving.
We're hearing consistently that the Mexican church is growing as people listen to God's word in community. God's word doesn't come back void. And when we are able to hear it in our own language, together in community, God starts to do mighty things.
Many people in Mexico are oral learners. This means they get a better understanding when new information is spoken rather than written down. When oral learners hear scripture in their heart language, great things begin to happen.
God's word is living and active, and when we connect people to it, they can receive Jesus and grow in his grace.
In 2018, ASM's team and local churches started 20 listening groups in southern Mexico.
They've had 6 new church plants arise out of those groups, and rejoicing that 180 people have come to faith in Jesus.
Now that you know, what will you do?
Would you help give someone in Mexico their own audio Bible? For $35, we can place an audio Bible in someone's hands, and that's not just a new Bible, not just a new version maybe, but for them to hear God's word in their own language for the very first time.
And many in the former Soviet Union are also celebrating Christmas. But the days surrounding January 7 offer a brief window of outreach for those living in Russia. It's also when national churches are fueled by Slava Gospel Association's Emmanuel's Child. SGA's Eric Mock tells us.
And so what Emmanuel's Child does is it equips the church with not only gifts, which they purchase locally, but also a Bible. And then also Emmanuel's Child includes Sunday school materials. The goal is to reach these children for Christmas and disciple them throughout the year.
Each gift includes a paper Star of Bethlehem ornament with the proclamation of Jesus' love. It also has the name of someone who's committed to praying for the child who's receiving the gift. For these kids, it's not just the gifts that captivate their hearts. It's the fact that people like you are committing to pray for them throughout the year.
Even kids that have never heard of the true message to Christmas before are fascinated that someone would care for them more than any gift that they had.
So what can we do? We can pray for the kids experiencing Emmanuel's Child. We can pray for open hearts to the gospel and lives touched by Christ. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported for people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us through Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. So look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.